Dear friends, we want to welcome you tonight to another broadcast where the presence of God is flowing, and this is our month of victory. This is our month of triumph. The Lord has gone before us this month with a shout of a king. Glory to God. And tonight we continue with our series on Believers' Victory. Our message tonight is entitled Our Spiritual Posture, Key to Victory. Our Spiritual Posture, Key to Victory. Our reading comes from the book of Numbers, chapter number 23, and we shall read from verse number 13. The Bible says, "Then Barak said to him, 'Please come with me to another place from which you may see them. You shall see only the outer part of them and shall not see them all. Cast them for me from there.'" Verse 14, "So he brought him to the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. And he said to Barak, 'Stand there by your burnt offering while I meet the Lord over there.' Then the Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, 'Go back to Barak, and thus you shall speak.' So he came to him, and there he was, standing by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab were with him. And Barak said to him, 'What has the Lord spoken?' Then he took up his oracle and said, 'Rise up, Barak, and hear, listen to me, son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or hath he spoken, and will he not make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He has not observed iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brings them out of Egypt, and he has the strength of a wild ox.'" Verse 23, "For there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. It now must be said, O Jacob, and God, and of Israel, what God has done." Amen. Praise the Lord. Allow me to read one more scripture, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 14. "But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Barak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality." Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the reading of your word. We know all scripture is God inspired, is God breathed, so that it can help us, can shape our lives, it can correct us, it can build us, so that the men and the women of God can be prepared for every good work and for victory. I pray therefore, Lord God Almighty, that you may honor, that you may bless the word of tonight. We pray that you may release your Holy Spirit on the airwaves and anoint me and anoint the ears of our hearers. They can hear what the Holy Spirit is saying tonight. I want to believe, dear Lord, tonight that destinies shall be shaped, bondages shall be broken, people who have been going through turmoil and affliction shall be set free, families shall be blessed, every curse shall be reversed, and a blessing shall begin to flow in people's homes. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Dear friends, our spiritual standing with God gives our God legal ground to fight our battles. I want to say that again. Our spiritual standing with God gives our God legal battles, legal ground to fight our battles. Romans 8 and verse 31, the Bible says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Amen. If we have a good spiritual standing with God, and God is on our side, and God is for us, who can be against us? The enemy, therefore, who is called the accuser of brethren, knows that only sin can bring a barrier between us and our God. In the light of this, we must guard our hearts. We must guard our hearts. In the light of this, we must guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of our hearts, the Bible says, flows the issues of life. Amen. Glory to God. Our posture, our spiritual posture, our standing with God, the condition of our hearts, our fellowship with God is very, very key in our winning, amen, in the fight, in our winning our battles against the enemy. From our reading today, we learn, amen, that when Israel was coming out of Egypt and were entering into their land of possession, that they passed through the land of Moab. And the people of Moab were shaken because they had heard about how the Red Sea parted, how the children of Israel fought and defeated the Amalek, amen, and how Jordan dried up. And so when the king of Moab, Barak, heard that the children of Israel were many and were a multitude and were armed and dangerous and that God was among them, he feared. And this king decided to use other methods than using an army to fight the children of Israel. And he decided to use a sorcerer. He decided to use a famous diviner and a sorcerer called Balaam. And if you read the book of Numbers, chapter number 22, verse 1 to 5, the Bible says Balaam was known. Amen. Balaam was known. In verse 6, it is said that Balaam cast, and whoever he cast could not succeed in a battle. And if Balaam blessed, you know, a nation or a king using sorcery, that army was able to defeat their enemies. The spiritual world, the spiritual status, the world of the demonic was controlled by this diviner, by this sorcerer called Balaam. And so Barak sent the princes, the princes of Moab, and gave them a lot of money to go and woo this sorcerer called Balaam to curse the children of Israel, that when he goes out to fight them, Moab may win against the children of Israel. A diviner. And we can learn something from today, from this story, that diviners and sorcerers are there and are real. And there are spiritual forces in the spiritual realms, wicked spirits. And for anybody without the covering of God, people who have no relationship with the God of heaven, they can be affected by these demonic forces. It is said in that Numbers 22 verse 1 to 6 that Balaam was successful, was effective against people without God. If he cast you, you would be cast. And you would not win in any battle. The second truth we learn, or point number two that we learn, is that when our fellowship is right with God, amen, when we have the right spiritual posture, when God is on our side, and when we are on the side of our God, No divination, no sorcery can affect our life. No curse can destroy our life. No enemy, no spiritual enemy operating in the demonic world can defeat us in our spiritual battles. In Numbers 23 and verse number 11, the Bible says, Barak tried all the best and he took Balaam to a high hill, did 7 altars for the first time, sacrificed bulls, offered demonic sacrifices, the occultic sacrifices. But in verse 11, the Bible says in Numbers 23 verse 11 that Balaam could not curse the children of Israel because God opposed him and he found himself blessing the children of Israel. It is then in verse number 13 that Barak takes Balaam into another position where he can see only a part of Israel so that he is not attracted to their faces. He just sees their backs. He thought that when Balaam saw the faces of the children of Israel, they were glowing and they looked beautiful. They looked wonderful. They attracted him to bless them. And so Barak thought if he can only see a part of them and see their backs, he could afford and he could manage to curse them. But the Bible says, even after he sacrificed another 7 bulls and 7 rams on 7 altars, God sent Balaam again, amen, to Barak with this message. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. I feel blessed when I read this. That there is in verse 23, in Numbers 23, that in verse 23, that there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. And it must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done. Amen. This is a very profound truth. And this message goes to the people of God who are shaken by witch doctors and demonic sacrifices around their territory. It doesn't matter whether you preach or teach or worship or fellowship near the town or city where the seat of Satan is. Oh, glory to God. If God is for us, if the anointing of the Lord is upon us, any power of darkness operating in the occult or in the demonic world, it has no power. Witch doctors have no power to curse those that God has blessed. Amen. Understand, child of God, that when we are hidden in God, that when we are hidden in Christ, when God is for us, when the Lord God Almighty is fighting our battles, when the Lord is on our side, this is the word of the Lord God himself. Through the mouth of Balaam, he confuses the mouth of Balaam. He opposes him from cursing the children of Israel. And he tells him to tell the children of Israel, to tell Barak, who had hired him to curse, that there is no divination. There is no curse. Amen. There is no sorcery. There is no witchcraft that can work against a people who are in the right standing, who are in the right fellowship, who are covered by the presence of God. There is no witchcraft that can stand in their way. Glory to God. And you will observe, friend, that even after Barak took Balaam even to a third altar, to a high hill where he could see them, again, Balaam found himself blessing the children of Israel instead of cursing them. He called them lions. He even prophesied that he will not only defeat King Barak, but that he will conquer even all the other tribes of Israel in the land of Canaan. He prophesied that even the Amalek that remained, that through the hand of Israel, they would be defeated. Amen. The Midianites would be defeated. The Jebusites would be defeated. every tribe in Canaan was going to be submitted under the men and the women walking under the presence of the Almighty God. And the Bible says when Barak knew very well that he was not going to succeed in cursing Israel, he beat the hands of Balaam and sent him back home. Because no matter how much money he paid, no matter how much blood he sacrificed, even blood sacrifices against the children of Israel, against the children of God, they cannot prevail. Hear the word of God, child of God. Because from tonight, from here, from this hour, you shall not fear, amen, witch doctors, you shall not fear sorcerers, you shall not fear every demonic prophet sent to curse you or sent to destroy your life. Because if you have the right posture, if your spirit has the right standing with God, amen, the occultic world has no power against you. I'm talking about spiritual victory. I am talking about winning over spiritual forces in the dark world. Glory to God. If God is for us, who can be against us? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our God is mighty to save. It shall be said of the children of God what God has done. Tonight may it be said what God has done. Tonight may every family going through those kind of curses, those kind of sorrows, may you be delivered. May your chains begin to break under the sound of this word in the name of Jesus. Number three, we also learn that the reason why Balaam could not curse the children of Israel is again well written in these words in Numbers 23 and verse 21, that God has not seen wickedness in the children of Israel. He has not observed iniquity in Jacob. He has not seen wickedness in Israel. And I believe Balaam and Barak learned the secret behind the victory of the children of Israel. It's because when the devil, when in the spiritual realms, God observed whether there is an open door that the enemy can use to curse the children of Israel, they had closed the doors of the enemy. There was no immorality among them. There was no wickedness among them. The children of Israel were not idol worshippers. They were worshipping the true God. By the time Balaam was cursing them, these people of Israel had the real standing, had the right fellowship with God. And that's why the Lord said, you cannot curse them because God has not seen wickedness. He had not seen iniquity in Jacob. The Lord God is with him. And the shout of a king, amen, is among them. Oh, glory to God. This is the reason, amen, that Balaam failed. This is the reason that even the donkey of Balaam could not move. This is the reason why God sent an angel with a sword to protect them, the children of Israel from a curse. It is because God was among them. Hallelujah. And the shout of a king was among them. Every declaration of a curse was met by a declaration of blessing from the Lord. And this brings us to the same word, the same promise that God had given Abraham, that those who curse you, I will curse, and those who bless you, I will bless. When we honor God, when we walk under the sound of the word of God, when we walk in fellowship with God, God will shout against our enemies, and we shall be uncursable in Jesus' name. Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says that the hand of God is not short that it cannot save. Amen. His eye is not blind that it cannot see your misery. His ears are not deaf that they cannot hear your prayer. But there is one thing that is putting a barrier between us and God. And Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2 says, but our sin has put a barrier between us and our God. I pray right now that our spiritual ears and our eyes will begin to open to the truth that we can overcome our enemy. We can overcome spiritual battles that are coming from sorcery, that are coming from the curse of diviners around us. Glory to God. And Balaam discovered that the shout of God is among the children of Israel because they had the right spiritual posture. They had the right fellowship with God. When God observed anything that could cause them to die, he could not find it. If you read the book of Job, one of the reasons why the devil could not destroy Job, even when he appeared before God, God told the devil, God had a testimony to the devil about Job. And the testimony of God was, have you seen Job? Amen. A blameless man, a righteous man, in whom there is no wickedness. And the devil also tried to check whether there is anything he could accuse Job about. He found none. And he only kind of put a notion. He had only a notion about Job. He suspected Job and told God, does he worship you for nothing? He only worships you because of the way you have blessed him and because of the cover and the protection you have put around him. And the devil's suggestion to God was, remove the blessing, remove the walls, and see if he will not curse you. And so God allowed the enemy to test Job on this area, that he only worships God because he's blessed. Other than that, Job was a righteous man. Job was a holy man. Job was not an idol worshiper. Job was not an immoral man. He was a holy man, a blameless man before God. And so whenever the devil wanted to attack Job in the spiritual realms, he could not succeed because the shout of the Almighty God was surrounding the life of Job. Glory to God. And Balaam observed that he could not curse Israel because they had the right posture. They had the right spiritual posture. They had the right standing with God. Point number 4. And so, the only way the enemy can open the door of victory, we also learn that the only way the enemy can open the door to break our victory is by opening the door of wickedness. In Numbers chapter number 25, the children of Israel did a wicked thing, courtesy of the counsel of Balaam. As you shall read in Numbers 31 verse 16, that Balaam gave Barak counsel on how to defeat Israel from the spiritual realms. And so he told Barak in Numbers 31 verse 16, to get very beautiful women and seduce Israel to do two things. First of all, to commit sexual immorality with the women of Moab. Beautiful women. I believe Balaam advised Barak to select different kinds of women and different girls, and even select immoral dressing. They dress like prostitutes. They go half naked and seduce all the men in Israel. And the moment they catch them, the next assignment to those prostitutes, the next assignment to those wicked women of Moab was to take them to take the men of Israel to the idol water, to the idol altars, to the altars of idolatry. And then give them the meat and the food sacrificed to idols. And the children of Israel in Numbers chapter 25, if you read Numbers chapter 25, verse 1 and 2, they committed those two wicked, wicked acts. They fell to the seduction of the prostitutes in Moab. Women drew their hearts away from God. And the Bible says they ate food offered to idols. This is what is called throughout the entire Bible, the doctrine of Balaam, the sin of Balaam. And we have the same sin described in the book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 14. When Jesus, amen, in the spirit appeared before John the Revelator in the island of Patmos. And Jesus was going through checking the seven churches. In the church of Pergamos, in Revelation chapter 2 verse 14, Jesus had this charge to accuse the church of Pergamos. And this is what Jesus says in Revelation 2 and verse 14, that there are among those among you, among the church in Pergamos, who teach the doctrine of Balaam, teaching that it is okay. We are living in a time of grace. We are living in a time when the Old Testament when the Old Testament does not work anymore, in the time of grace. The teaching of Balaam, that people can eat anything, including food offered in the temples of idols. That people can conduct themselves with sexual immorality and still go to heaven. This teaching of Balaam right now, as I am talking right now, it is a doctrine that is being propagated in the church of Jesus Christ. That people can live anyhow. People can sleep with women. People can do all kinds of sexual immorality and continue going like they have done nothing in their journey to heaven. Jesus talking to the church in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 14. He says, I know you as a church, and I have this against you. You have allowed the teaching of Balaam among you. And Jesus says, repent the doctrine of Balaam. And the same doctrine of Balaam is the same doctrine of Jezebel. As you can read again in Revelation 2 and verse 14, the church in Thyatira, Jesus had this against the church in Thyatira. He said, there are those among you who teach the teaching of the doctrine of Jezebel. And the reason why God also judged Jezebel and King Ahab in Israel, it was for these two sins. The sin of eating food offered to idols and committing sexual immorality. Jezebel created altars of Baal in Israel. And there were what we call temple prostitutes in the temple of Baal in Israel. And Jezebel, conducted prostitution in the altars of Baal. He seduced the children of Israel into that sin. And we know how Jezebel was judged. His body was thrown from the upper floor. And his body broke in pieces in the street. And Jezebel is one woman who was never buried because dogs in the city came and ate her body because of this sexual sin. You will discover again in the book of Numbers, God judged Balaam harshly. If you study about the end of Balaam, God commanded that he be killed. And also God commanded Moses to raise an army and harass the children of Moab. God was so angry. God even sent a plague among the Moabites and killed thousands. Even the children of Israel, when they committed this sin, if you read Numbers chapter 25, thousands and upon thousands were killed. God ordered they be killed in one day. Children who are victorious just the other day, children who are uncursable,
children whom Balaam tried to curse, and God said, you cannot curse those the Lord has blessed. Children whom God sent an angel with a drawn sword to guard against any attack against them. Wickedness removed their covering, and thousands died. I want to decree to you, child of God, when I was reading this word, God opened my eyes. God opened my spirit. And I can tell you, my brother, my sister, friends, there are challenges. There are afflictions the church is going through. And we are trying to look for solutions. We try to look for counseling. Strange deaths among families. Repeated misfortunes in homes. Battles you don't know where they are coming from. We need to check whether this sin is among families. We need to check this wickedness, whether it is in the church. Because so long as this wickedness is among us, we cannot prosper. We will lose our battles. Jesus exhorts the church in Thyatira and Pergamos in the book of Revelation. Repent. Amen. And Paul in the book of 1 Corinthians, he also admonished the church in Corinth to watch against eating food offered to idols and to avoid sexual immorality. Why does God command us to avoid idols? Paul says, because food offered to idols, that food goes to the demonic world and seduces men and women of God spiritually to fellowship with demons. And God has no fellowship with demons. I know even in Africa, our Africa here, there are some places, and I am praying that God will help the church. There are some meats, there are some places we will not eat food when it is offered. There is some meat that we are not going to eat. Even in the book of Acts, according to the council in Jerusalem, if you read the book of Acts chapter 15, when the church in Jerusalem met to give direction to the church in the Gentile world, one of the resolutions in the book of Acts chapter 15 was to tell the Gentile church, to send a letter to the Gentile church to tell them that they are allowed, amen, to do all other things except eating food offered to idols and giving themselves to sexual immorality. Food offered to idols, idols don't eat. But wherever we have idol worship, wherever we sacrifice to trees, wherever we sacrifice food and slaughter for the mountains, the gods of the mountains, or the gods of the sea, behind those gods, yes, those gods are nothing. Yes, those gods of stones and trees are inanimate. They are nothing. But Paul says that behind those idols, there is a demonic world that we sacrifice to. And so we are called to avoid food offered to idols. We are called to avoid sexual immorality. Why does God call us to avoid sexual immorality? It is because the Bible says he who commits the sin of immorality becomes one. If a man sleeps with a woman in adultery or in fornication, the spirit, you know, that spirit of a man and that spirit of that woman, they become one and they become inseparable. Today, I am praying for my hearers in Jesus' name that as we repent this sin, as we repent this wickedness, glory to God, heaven gonna open and God gonna come on our side, because there is no sin that God cannot forgive. There is no wickedness God cannot forgive. If we have eaten food offered to idols, we need to turn away from that food and the Lord will heal us. We are living in a day. Even when our Christian brethren, Christian politicians, men and women, we are called to some strange temples. And because you want to prosper in politics, you find yourself eating food you don't understand why it was prepared. attending feasts that we don't understand. May God help us today. Glory to God. We need to look at the wickedness and the immorality of our day that is eating the church. The spirit of pornography. Men and women watching naked women, watching sexual immorality, being attracted to the same idols described in Numbers 23 and Numbers 25 and Revelation chapter 2. My God, time has come for us to turn away from this wickedness, because it attracts death in the family. It attracts destruction in the family. It turns God against us. And if God is, if the hand of God is against you, let me say this, there is no counsel, there is no cure, there is no doctor that can rescue you. The only rescue is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. I want to take this moment, dear friend, children of God, to lead you or to lead us back to the presence of God. If you are affected by this word, if you are affected by this message, if the Holy Spirit is talking to you right now, you have an opportunity, because the Bible says there is no sin that God cannot forgive. Amen. When we repent, our God is faithful and just, and our God is compassionate. Amen. If you're also there, you are not born again, and you are going through turmoil in your life, whatever you're trying to do, you are not succeeding. I want you to know tonight it can be our turning point. It can be your turning point. We can return to God, and the Lord will heal us. He has wounded us, yes. He has allowed us to go through what we have gone through. But today we have known the truth. We can return. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lead my hearers right now, and I ask for forgiveness, Jehovah God, as they confess their sin, as they confess this wickedness, Lord. Father, over the airwaves, my Father, forgive their lives. My Father, forgive their wickedness. Forgive us, O God. We turn away, God Almighty, from immorality. We turn away from food over to idols. And for those who have eaten, Lord, forgive us and sanctify us, God. Help us start a new page in the name of Jesus. If there are people going through curses and occultic curses, Jehovah God, today we liberate, we declare a liberation in the name of Jesus. We declare deliverance in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, break these bonds in the name of Jesus. We decree healing. We decree forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you are there and you have not given your life to Jesus, friend, I want also to offer you an opportunity to be a victor, to be victorious, to have a breakthrough tonight. Please lay one hand on your chest here, just by a sign of believing God, and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. I give you my heart from today. Lord, take over. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life. I am born again today. I am forgiven. I am happy, in Jesus' name. Amen. You have just been forgiven. And the Lord is going like a king with a shout ahead of you that you are born again. Amen. If you've made that prayer, boldly confess Jesus to those around you. And above all, call us on the numbers on the screen. Write to us and let us know that you gave your life to Jesus, and your life will not be the same again, in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, we also would like to pray for our offering and our donations tonight and our tithes. You can support this program. You can support this ministry that is winning souls, that is preaching the truth of the gospel all over the world. Please, you can stand with us and support this program. It takes money to air every week, very expensive to air this week, to pay for the online streaming, to pay for the everything we are using for recording, to pay for the internet and data for the whole month.
It takes a lot of money, even transport, to be able to do the kind of a program we do for you every week. So stand with us financially and God will bless you. We are also continue the work of beautifying this great altar. And thank you, friends, for those of you who have supported this in a small way or in a big way. I want to lift my hand and declare a blessing over your life in the name of Jesus. And so go ahead and give, and God will command a blessing. When this altar is finished, I know out of this place, waters, the blessing of the Lord will continue to flow. Like Ezekiel 47, the river from the altar that blesses the nations will continue to flow from this place in Jesus' name. So you, for those coming from Kenya, you can use the TIL number on your screen, 54 14 64 54 14 64, and you go to buy goods and you can be able to give your offering. For those from outside Kenya, you can send your donation, your tithe, your offering through the number on the screen, and God will bless you. Amen. And also for counseling, you can also call those numbers. We are ready to pray with you and to counsel with you, Father, and to lead you, amen, out of every area that you are going through. We are available for counseling and for spiritual help in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all our online partners who encourage us, who pray with us, who are helping us share the message that is flowing. Oh God, command a blessing upon them in the name of Jesus. I also speak a blessing over every offering given today. I decree a blessing over the tithers, oh God, even those making donations for this beautiful altar to continue with the work of beautifying it. Father, open the heavens over them. And even in the midst of economic challenges, let there be a mighty breakthrough coming their way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We also take the moment, friends, to welcome you to our church. We have a beautiful church, and the Word of God flows every week. Please join us for all our services on Sundays, and may the Lord bless you abundantly. Until we meet again on this forum, the Lord be with you, and may He deliver you. May He protect you against every enemy. May He cover you against sorcery. May He cover you against divination. May every evil, wicked prophet cursing your life be defeated in the name of Jesus. May the angel of God go ahead of you with a sword and deliver you from evil in Jesus' name. And we also decree victory over every spiritual battle in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.